Hey, beautiful. This is Aminata Soul Plant Walker Firewoman, and I am the host of the Mother Tree Network, where spirituality and earth wisdom meet racial justice and women's leadership.
Welcome, gorgeous. Welcome back to the Mother Tree Network. This is your host, Aminata Desert Rose Plant Walker Firewoman, and I am here today with one of my favorite people in the world. Yes, my daughter, Makeda. Say hello, Makeda.
Hi, Aminata.
So good to see you here.
It's so good to be here. I love being on your show with you, any of your shows.
I was just going to say, some of you might remember when Makeda and I co-hosted a show called Get Your Chocolate On. And that was a show where we talked a lot about poetry and popular culture.
Yes, and you know, we got our chocolate on. We made sure to keep our brown news, news cycle going.
Yes. We were really celebrating Black people and Black culture. Mm-hmm. So, and some of you might remember Makeda from a Kwanzaa episode that she and I did about a year ago as well. Mm. I think we were talking about Maladoma Somme.
Yeah, we were.
Wow.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. So good to have you back, Makeda Anthony Kemp. Welcome back to the Mother Tree Network.
Thank you for having me once again.
So today we want to talk about the winter solstice.
Woo. I'm sorry, I get excited. So, mommy, what is the winter solstice? Because I just associate it with deadlines and Percy Jackson books. You know, you have to get the lightning bolt before the big winter solstice or the spring equinox. But I don't know what these things are. What's going on?
Yeah, I love it. I love it that those Percy Jackson books stay with you. And all you people who are Rick Riordan fans. Is that a Rick Riordan book?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm so happy that, you know, he really kind of reintroduced magic in lots of ways to us. So the winter solstice is on December 21st, and it is the longest night of the year. It's the shortest day and the longest night. And what's so wonderful about it, in my opinion, is that it's the time when we are naturally encouraged to go within, to burrow down, to take it slow, to rest, to dream. You know, it's like it's totally anti-capitalist.
I was going to say, I feel like I do all of these things that you're mentioning and I feel bad for doing them. So, yeah. Like if I did these in the summer, I would feel a lot worse than if I do them in the winter in general.
Well, you know, I think our society is out of whack because we don't slow down when we're on our moon cycle, when we have our periods. Women just keep going at the same rate. It seems like there is no season for slow. But if you look at the natural world, at the earth, she always slows down. And this year for me, I'm really interested in, okay, there are three principles I'm going heavy on. I'm going into rest, I'm going into release, and I'm going way into rooting.
Okay. Release, rest, root. Now, that is interesting because we definitely, that's not something you see emphasis on, at least not in our Western society. Do you think that that's sort of the reason that, I don't know, I feel like as a society, we're kind of spinning our wheels. So I think about how a person, when you go without rest for too long, you lose fundamental parts of your decision making, your ability to discern what's what, you know, how you label things. So as a society, if we are neglecting rest from our overall being, not even just sleep rest, but emotional rest, then what are the impacts of that? The chronic fatigue as a whole people?
Yeah. I think that's a really good question. Wow. Well, to me, one of the impacts of constant motion and not resting is irritability, feeling disconnected, feeling uncared for, because when you don't rest, you're actually not practicing care of your body. Mm-hmm. you're not caring for your spirit, and you're keeping your mind in a constant state of agitation. Right now, people think that rest is binging on Netflix or Amazon,
right? Yes, you're right.
Or scrolling on Instagram. And I've done both of these, so I'm not trying to be like, oh yeah, I'm so much better. But I know when I finish scrolling or when I finish binging, I actually don't feel rested. Rested is, it's like you feel refreshed and like you want to engage the world, or you feel like you can open your heart, or
Like when you get back from a vacation and it's been like 7 days, you know, and you come back into the world and you're feeling very like, sure. What do you have to offer me? Sure.
Expansive.
Thank you.
Right?
Yes. You're a yes more than a no.
Yes. You're a yes more than a no. Yeah. So I think that's what's the rest allows us to refresh, mm-hmm. which I know is one of your words. I really love that when you gave me that phrase, you said refresh your heart. And I was like, yes, mm-hmm. refresh our hearts. We need to refresh. What do you call that when you do? You know, you refresh a screen. Tell me about that.
That is called refreshing. You scroll down and you reset the algorithm. You're like, give me some more crap. I'm tired of this crap. I want a new flavor.
Yeah. So one of the things we're doing with the winter solstice this year is having a micro retreat. And I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm so excited that you're helping me out with the retreat this year. Do you want to talk about that?
Well, I'm excited to help out because obviously this is maybe actually every winter has been trying since 2020 at least. So I was going to say this is one of our most trying winters, but it's been back to back. So that's even more of a reason that you need a retreat or something to clear this like heaviness out and put in some new energy. For me, refreshing my heart kind of means putting hope back into it. A lot of the things that I see drain me, and I realize that hope for me is my gasoline. So if I don't have hope that things can change for the better, then I stop being an agent of change. And that's dangerous for me, because then, yeah, you go into guilt spirals, shame spirals. Why aren't I doing more? And I think that's the spot that a lot of people are finding themselves in right now when we're being confronted with, you know, atrocities left and right, violations of human rights all around. It's like you can't do anything as one person to change the trajectory. Well, no, that's not true. You can change the trajectory, but you can't change the exact event that's happening. Mm-hmm. Finding a way to, as I'm hoping that's what your retreat will do, is helping you find a way to remove that heaviness. And I don't want to say sense of duty, but you know what I'm saying, this feeling of I should be doing something.
But I'm failing.
There's definitely a much more constructive way to view what you're doing and the change that you're creating.
Yeah, yeah. I appreciate everything you said. And when you came in the other day and you said that you did the Ho'oponopono prayer regarding the, you know, the Palestinian children, and you know, my hearts go out to the children in Gaza and Israel who have been killed and who are being held hostage and whose mothers are just holding dead bodies. I don't want to go into all of that, but it is true. It is a heartbreaking time. And if we don't have rest, if we don't practice these R's of release, resting, and rooting, then we are going to get overwhelmed and mired down in grief and despair and anger at ourselves because somehow we're not doing enough.
Yeah. And you've always told me, you know, that you're not doing yourself a service by simply making yourself witness the things that are happening. You know, you have to be real with yourself about the effect that those things may have on you. I'm not a person who needs to see an atrocity probably more than once for it to have a major impact. But I've actually found myself being kind of addicted to seeing these traumatic images. Mm. And I think it's the part of me that is It's not rooted. It's not rested. And it's sure as heck not refreshed. It's very tired and it's very debased. Is debased the right word? Yes. I know that can mean something else sometimes. Okay, debased. And it's hard to come to conclusions about anything. Yeah, you know, I miss feeling rooted. And I feel like that's what your retreat is trying to offer people. And that's why I'm so passionate about helping.
In terms of rooted, what we're going to do in this retreat is we're going to nourish your roots. Nourish the roots of love. Nourish the roots of oneness. Mm-hmm. So you and I know that we are one. You and I know that we are one with every single person and all the living beings and all the earth's creatures and the mountains and the oceans, right? But we see these images, we know about these atrocities, and we start feeling separate. We start feeling alone. We start feeling small. And the retreat is going to help us to remember and reconnect with the big, 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 big picture of who we are. Mm-hmm. And with also with the big cycles. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's exactly what I was just thinking about. The way that this is kind of in a spiralic nature, and I'm always trying to work to see the world as improving in a spiral, an upward spiral, rather than like a circle that's turning its gears, going nowhere. And something about what you were just talking about made me think of that. And that's a major way that refreshes me and restores hope, is it's like, okay, we're having another major kind of human crisis, human lesson, but most of us are viewing it from a new perspective and a new awareness, and that's going to lead to the next time this happens, something better, something stronger. And those are just the sides of things that it's really hard to access when you feel ungrounded, when you feel alone. You really put an emphasis on that. I'm right there with you. I think feeling alone is a major way that blocks you from tapping into the best reality for you.
Yeah. And tapping into hope. So I was talking to a friend today in the Mother Tree community. We had this group called, you know, it's called So Good for short.
Oh, I love that.
So this is a small group of us and we've been meeting throughout the fall. I was talking to one of the women in it and she was telling me, you know, like collectively we're going through a very difficult traumatic period. And, you know, however, whatever you did or didn't do over Thanksgiving or 2 days ago or 3 days ago, we're in a collective period where patterns of victimizing, of victim consciousness, of, you know, of being in your resentment. And that is all kind of like what's happening on a collective level. So we're not just, like you said, we're not bad people per se. But when we stay isolated, when we're just scrolling, when we're just Netflix binging.
I like Netflinging.
When we're Netflinging and drinking our various beverages and substances that we numb out with, we do feel alone. But this retreat, this soul journey to the winter solstice, is like a 6-day journey into getting more and more connected with yourself and to the universe and to the earth. So you're going to feel good. You're going to feel good. If you come each morning to root with us, you're going to get back to your power.
Yes. And I have to say, I've been having a lot of fun picking out goodie bags for the people who want them. I've been picking out just things that I think will help you find comfort and put you in the right headspace to be on this retreat, so that even if you're doing it, participating online, you can feel like you're very much in the moment and this can still be a very personable experience for you. I think we're both working hard to make sure that no matter where you're experiencing this retreat from, it's super effective.
Yes. And I really appreciate that, because I think when you're in an online retreat, like I've done this retreat for each seasonal change. You mentioned the spring equinox. I've done it for the equinoxes and the solstices at this point.
You're a warrior.
Thank you. And here's what I found out. It is actually harder to retreat at home than if you leave home. So if you're going to stay home and do this retreat, like we call it a micro retreat, then I recommend that you set aside space, really, really set aside space and time, like put strict boundaries on when people can talk to you and when you will interact with people. And these items that Makeda's putting together, the retreat goodie bag, it's going to have like lights, tea lights, and what are we going to have? Incense?
Incense, some mugwort tea.
Some smudging.
That's right. Everything to get your space right for you. You know, it's very much self-centered.
Yes, yes, and self-care. And what I was saying about it's so hard to retreat at home because you have all these people around you. People expect you to make dinner. People expect you to clean up. I mean, you know, people have expectations of you. But when you have these things for your senses, like smell and touch and, you know, taste and stuff, it's like an energetically cleansing your space. I think it's going to be a, it's going to help you to retreat. So even if you, were not to spend the summer solstice season with us, if you got yourself a goodie bag, a journal, because we're also giving out journals as part of our retreat, that's going to help you create a, like a cocoon for yourself, for you to burrow down into the deep, deep, gentle night of winter, nice and cozy and warm, and sort of like let your heart just, you know, pour out what it's feeling, what it needs from you and stuff like that.
Yes. And the other thing that calls to me about this retreat as a very tired college student is the emphasis that you have on sleep.
Yes. 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 And I know you're an amazing dreamer.
That's right.
That's right. So this, so it's one of the things that we're going to do at this retreat, is we'll have, a time for a group dream.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
But we're also going to encourage you to record your dreams each after each night. So it's a great time to really listen to your body and let your body rest. One thing I've noticed is when we're super tired, we actually need to do release work before we can rest.
Yeah, I know what you mean, because the intuitive thing would be to head right to, like, get in bed as soon as possible and knock out immediately. But I know what you mean. And woo, does it feel good when you take the time to do a release activity before you get into bed?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. So, you know, we have a portable hot tub here at our house at Cuckoo Day. It's one of my favorite things is to release my butt inside that hot tub.
Tell them what I asked for my birthday, mommy.
Oh, yes. And Makeda asked for a portable bathtub for her birthday. And how is that portable bathtub working out?
It's actually, it's a bit harder to set up than I would prefer, because you do have to inflate it and inflate multiple parts. But I'm apartment living right now. I don't have a bathtub in my house. And if I did, I probably wouldn't use it. You know, New Orleans stuff, not the cleanliest. So I knew as, and when I got in that house, that at some point I was going to have a mental breakdown if I wasn't near a hot tub or a bathtub, basically a body of hot water. And I acknowledge that about myself. My mom asked me what I wanted for my birthday. I said, I'm going to need a small hot tub down here. So I got the inflatable bathtub, y'all.
One of the things, speaking of hot water, one of the things I've noticed, and I'm recommending this to you and to anybody else who might be willing to try it out, the cold dip. I love hot water. God. I'm not going to lie. I love hot water.
Me too.
But the cold dip, wow. I got into some cold water, you know, I was in the Georgia mountains at the base of a waterfall. Oh. I got into some cold water up to my waist. And it changed my whole mood. I mean, I came out, I was singing gratitude prayers. It was like, wow, I am into the cold water thing now. But it is a bit of a thing.
It's a bit of a thing. I agree. But, you know, you make a really good point that if you find hot water to be one of your, like, relaxing therapy methods, cold water probably is equally as effective on you. And I've heard it releases the happy hormones, the dopamines and the serotonins. And
I believe it.
Yeah, I've definitely heard that before. So that totally checks out.
So what we're going to do at this Soul Journey to the Winter Solstice, which is December 16th through the 21st, That's Saturday, December 16th through Thursday, December 21st, the actual winter solstice. We're going to get together every morning for an hour. We're going to have a guided meditation, and then we're going to have a guided nature activity. Each day you'll be doing something to connect with the earth, with plants, with a mountain, with clouds, just remembering who you really are as a creature of the earth. And then you'll be getting an email with some other recommended activities, which you may or may not do, depending on your schedule. But all the things that we're suggesting are going to take you deeper into rest, into releasing, and into rooting in love and oneness.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like by, you know, Tuesday or Wednesday, your group meetings are going to be very, very, I don't know the word, intimate, vulnerable, authentic.
Yes. That's exactly what people say. You hit it. That's
exactly
what people said last year. They were like, wow, I feel so good in this group. And someone said, one of my, you know, soul journeys, mm-hmm. someone said that they found that a person who they've been having like a kind of a bitter work situation with, all of a sudden that's just started to melt away. Even though they did nothing directly about the situation, they just felt inside of themselves, all that bitterness that they had been holding to just dissolved. Mm-hmm. So when you spend this many days, one day after another, meditating, resting,
writing your dreams down, guys, I am almost promising you that by day four of writing your dreams down, stuff might go down. It's always been a crazy time for me writing my dreams, because it's like your dreams, your subconscious is kind of like, oh, she's taking the time to remember some things. Let's let her remember some more. And next thing you know, you're chasing Jim Carrey through the forest. Sorry, that's specific.
Okay. Well, that might be your dream, Makeda.
Yeah.
But I think that whole point about when you pay attention to your dreams and your subconscious speaks to you, but also your beloved ancestors speak to you.
Aww.
When you pay attention, you get more and more support. It's like where you put your energy grows. But also if things are bad, you know, if people are sad, you know, we're grieving right now. If it's going for people feeling despair, rage, you know, at this injustice. This is also a time to be in community with those feelings, because what we want to do is we want to release those feelings safely. We want to rest our bodies. We want to root in our values. And then we want to take action. That's the way we need to do it. It's not run, run, run all the time.
You can't even trust your inner voice if you're run, run, running all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, when...
Yeah, I agree with you. So anyway, everybody, thank you so much, Makeda, for being here and for partnering with me on this winter journey to the soul. Winter.
That sounded really good.
Soul journey to the winter solstice.
Oh.
The soul journey.
I liked winter journey to the soul.
That I hear
sounds
you.
Fun.
I hear you. Well, we're going to journey to your soul on the winter solstice.
That's right.
So all you have to do is go to my website, dramandakemp.com, or check the show notes. But if you go to my website, it's dramandakemp.com. And there you'll find out all the information you need. Registration does close on December the 11th. So you don't want to wait too long. And there's an early bird discount where you'll save $100 if you register.
Oh.
Yes. So you don't want to miss that. So go to my website, dramandakemp.com, and we would love to see you there. Anything else from you, Sister Makeda?
Make sure you get your goodie bags. They'll be from me. Love you.
Oh, she's right. She's going to be mailing folks their goodie bags from New Orleans. So thank you, everybody, for listening, and we will see you on another episode of the Mother Tree Network.
Signing off.